Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
When Unit 99 takes off on the dispatcher's radio signal, everything which happens is real. What you hear, happen. This is the standing order to Sergeant Meredith, the officer in charge of Unit 99. Get it on the spot while it's going on. And as you listen, this is what Meredith does. Now, to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 8, 940 CHP officer at 14th Avenue and 55th Street. Check 8, KMA 907.
Unit 8 has an order to meet the California Highway Patrol officer at 14th Avenue and 55th Street. It's hard to tell what it is, could be important. We'll take a look at it. We're at the scene. Our unit's already here. Sergeant Guthrie and McManus.
Hello, Bruce. What do you got?
Yeah, and these three young ladies flagged down a highway patrol car and complained that the husband of one of them was following their car. He threatened the wife with a gun. She thinks she knows where they are now. We're going to take them to the place and see what there is to it.
Okay, we'll follow you. We're cruising right behind Unit 8, Sergeant Guthrie and Officer McManus. They're transporting the three ladies that are going to show them where this place is that the man is supposed to be. Well, they're slowing down up ahead here. Stopping near a bar.
Yeah, 57.
They're checking over the parked cars. See whether or not that car is here. Well, they're pulling in, parking away from the place, about a half a block. Here comes McManus. We'll find out what it's about.
The car is there at Ernie's, and we're going to call the sheriff's and turn it over to them.
Yeah, we are outside a little
bit.
Yes,
we're going to call the sheriff's department.
Good.
You need to carry 907. Yeah, I'm the sheriff's unit. Meet us at Ernie's Club on Franklin Boulevard, about 2 blocks south of Fairbridge.
They're going to attempt to get the sheriffs out here. This is in their jurisdiction. However, we'll stand by. Here's the sheriffs now. That was real fast work. Let's get out. Did he tell you what it's all about?
No, we didn't. Well,
come on down here by the other car. They'll tell you. The girls are in here, too.
I'll keep an eye on the Pontiacs down there. I'll walk on down and
you
keep
go
an eye
on down,
them.
Yeah. Here comes Guthrie. He'll tell you.
Hi, we've got three girls here. One of them's husband threatened her with a gun tonight. He's supposed to have come over here, and he's in Ernie's Club now. The car that he was in is parked in front. It's a Pontiac, kind of a gray Pontiac there, the second car as you come this way. Well, this, of course, is outside our jurisdiction, but we'll cover you if you want to take this girl and see if you can pick the guy up or find out if they still have that gun in the car.
All right.
She lives outside the city limits, and so does he. However, when he threatened her with a gun, it happened at Fruit Ridge and Stockton Boulevard, which was inside the city limits. Want to take this girl in and see if she can spot the guy?
Which one is it?
Let's get her out.
You want to step out, please? Be careful of the water there now. It's been raining heavily tonight.
Deputy Sheriff wants you to go in with him, see if you can spot this, your husband. And also the guy that's driving that car.
Okay.
And then we can check that car and see if the gun's in there.
Okay.
The sheriff's officers are bringing the two men out of the place. Guthrie's going to talk with him. Let's move in.
You haven't got any kind of a revolver?
No, I don't have a revolver.
You didn't brandish a gun tonight when you went by their car?
Oh, we didn't ever go by her car.
You haven't seen her tonight?
I seen her tonight. Sure, I seen her tonight.
Well, we was in back of her all the car.
No, we didn't go by it. It was in back of her.
Well, these three girls, including your wife, say that you pulled up alongside of them and pointed a gun at them as you went by.
I never pulled beside them.
Well, you're going to be arrested for it just the same, because they're going to sign a complaint against you. You're signing a citizen's arrest, and you're going to be placed in jail tonight.
Isn't the fact you threatened her life tonight?
I never even seen her tonight. Except this, I never talked to her, never said one word to her.
You said you saying you seen us, didn't you?
I seen you, sure, but I never talked
didn't
to you.
You follow us all around?
He said, did I threaten you? I asked you, I answered
you
his question.
I've got witnesses, oh. Everything about that one.
Well, he did threaten your life.
He has every day for the last 2 weeks.
Are you separated now? You are.
I tried to what?
Beat me up.
If I tried, Shirley, I would have done it.
With that gun,
oh, you ain't going to be satisfied until you put me in jail. Why don't you just leave me alone?
Do you want us to take this man in, or do you want to take him in?
No, go ahead. You take him in. It's your deal, sir.
Okay, we'll have the...
You got all the information.
Lady sign a citizen's arrest on him and take him in. Thanks for your cooperation,
fellas. You mean, Charles, you have to just come up and say that, and then I go to jail, huh?
That's right.
I mean, what... Oh, man, put him on.
Now about this other fella here.
He's going to keep the guns at his house, and nothing will happen to him. So the gun's supposed to be at his house, but they had a gun tonight.
Is that right?
We haven't had no gun.
What did he poke up at the window?
I don't know.
You know. Weren't you guys following us?
We were following.
All over.
We were following you.
All over.
We wasn't,
then what are you guys
trying
for?
We didn't have no gun.
Well, what did he push up at the window if it wasn't a gun?
It might have been his hand, but he didn't.
It was a gun.
Okay, okay. I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, I didn't see no gun.
You're nothing but a troublemaker.
Okay. Well, the situation boils down to this. You were with him.
I was with him.
And if you don't want to be in the same position that he's in, maybe a little cooperation would be in order, huh?
Well, there wasn't no gun. I mean, we didn't have no gun. That's.
Do you have a gun at your
I don't
house?
Even own a gun, period. No kind of a gun.
You don't have any and guns at your own?
You can go up my place right now, and I'll give you the key, and you can walk in now, and before I even go in and tear the place apart. You won't find no gun in my house.
What did you tell Ann for that the... If they came to look for the gun, that it was hid in a good place and nobody could find it.
Well, right at the moment, that's beside the point. This man actually didn't threaten you tonight. There isn't very much that we can do to him. However, I would suggest that you take it up with the prosecutor. He was with your husband. And when you go in and talk to him Monday morning, which you're going to have to do, you understand that?
Yes.
You have to be there at 9 o'clock at the police department. And sign a formal complaint against your husband.
Well, I signed one tonight, don't I?
You'll sign a citizen's arrest tonight, which will cover the arrest. Okay. You're merely the transporting officers in this case. You and your witnesses should appear before the city prosecutor and sign the formal complaint on Monday morning. You understand that?
Yeah. Okay. Where's that at?
Mm-hmm. It's at the Sacramento Police Department, 6th and 8th Street, on the second floor.
Bruce, what are you and McManus going to do with this fella now?
We're going to take the fella in and book him assault with a deadly weapon. Mm-hmm. He'll be eligible for bail, of course, but that's the best we can do for him.
It is surprising and somewhat disconcerting to realize how frequently marital difficulties provide work for your police department. Tonight's tour with Unit 99 is a demonstration of this. In the case just concluded, the young man and woman, recently separated, involved officers of three law enforcement agencies in their squabble, and at least an hour elapsed before the affair was settled, if only for the night. The husband, who may or may not have threatened his wife with a gun, was booked on a charge of disturbing the peace, but the charge was subsequently dismissed by the district attorney.
Unit 5. A 415 at 2681 5th Street. It's in the housing project, the end apartment. KMA 907.
Disturbance. Unit 5 received the call. We're right in that area now. Let's check it out with him. The unit's right ahead of us. It's no doubt in this housing project. Let's get out. Officers Bailey and Bertolani, you're on the call.
Roll call, 785.
Oh, here we are. Hi, Tim. Well, this must be the person who called right here.
The lady at the front door waiting.
Well, it just seemed like we can't get along or something. I don't know what the trouble is. I was on my way to work down the club, and he gave me the money to pay the bills, the car bills, and things. Always some argument about money. And so I had the money upstairs. The car bill was due on the 15th. And I was waiting to get the other money to pay all the bills with, and he come ask me for the money. So I had the money, and he distrusts me so much, I told him I was going to show it to him. So on our way down to the club, he hauls off and hits me all in my face and in my mouth, busts my teeth out and everything, and I couldn't go to work.
When was this?
Just now. I was due at the club at now 8:30.
Where do you think your husband is now?
Well, he just left. He had the car. He had the soda car, and he just went out just
did
now.
He, did he take your money from you?
No, he didn't take it. I wouldn't show it to him.
Is that the reason why he struck you?
I suppose so, but he's always calling me dirty names and everything else. I don't know what's wrong with him myself. He's always arguing, he's fussing, he's cussing. Always he comes home in front of my boy, my girl even left home. Because on that account, we got married and that's just the way it is.
You ever had him arrested before?
No.
Never have. You want him arrested? What do you want done about it?
Well, I just want divorce. That's all
well,
I want.
To see
I just
lawyer. Want... There are two types of law, criminal law and civil law, ma'am. The only type where
well,
it's criminal law. If he strikes you, you can have him arrested. But if you want a divorce, you have to consult your own lawyer. You could see a lawyer. You can contact a lawyer here in town.
Well, he said I'm just taking his money, and I want to show it to you. He gave me a check was all the time. He's taking the check out, and he's keeping half of the check himself. And then he expects me to pay all the bills. You know, he have a moat, all the bills. If you should see him, you wonder how I pay him.
Well, we're not concerned
because
about your marital troubles. All we're concerned about is breach of the peace, you see. About it, you can see the city prosecutor and get a warrant for his arrest. If you want a divorce, you consult your civil lawyer. He can take care of that that angle in regards to your marital troubles. But if he comes back here tonight and he does strike you, give us another call or tomorrow.
Well, he has the key to this house, and I don't know what to do. I just feel like killing him myself because I'm sick and tired of it. I just can't stand it.
You know what's
going
to happen when you start taking law in your own hands? You have a boy to think about yourself and your daughter, and...
Yes.
But I am going to end up going
well,
to jail, so why don't you do it the easy way? There are two ways of doing things, the easy way and the hard way. So why put yourself out and do it the hard way? Why don't you see the city prosecutor, get a warrant for his arrest if you want to, or just split up? That's the easiest thing.
I don't know what's the matter with him. He just, I've tried awfully hard to get along and to do the right thing and everything else, but I just simply can't. I'm just sick of the whole thing.
Well, maybe you're just tired of married life.
Well, maybe so. It could be. If it's like this, I don't ever want no more. Never, as long as I live.
Well, if you want him arrested, you could see the city prosecutor Monday. And if you want a divorce, you see a civil lawyer. We're not concerned about that, ma'am.
Well, I'm going to. I just want to let you know if anything terrible happens.
Well,
ma'am.
Don't you take the law in your own hands now.
The inability of a man and wife to get along together was the basis of this complaint also. Sometimes, it seems, the police are called on such occasions merely to provide a sympathetic ear for tales of marital discord. In this case, the officer gave the woman some good advice, particularly with respect to taking the law into her own hands. There were no more calls from that address that night, so we must assume the advice was accepted.
Unit 6. Investigate a report of a suicide at the Clifton Hotel in Oak Park. Check. KMA 907.
Suicide out in the Oak Park District. Let's go out and check it out. Here's Unit 6. Bert and his partner, Vandervogen. Let's get out.
How's it going, man? You got a dead one up there?
Yes, it's a woman between 35 and 40 years old, female wife.
Anybody else up there?
I mean, yes, my partner Ed Burt's up there and also the manager of the apartments.
Okay. Going up to the second floor of the apartment. It's in the main street, off the main street of Oak Park District. Is it down here? How are you? Can we come in, Eddie?
Yeah.
How are you? Oh, yeah. A lady in her negligee, face down on the bed. How long would you say she's been this way, Ed?
She's been dead for several hours anyway. The body is cold.
Mm-hmm.
And the joints are all stiff and hardened.
Yeah, I can see that.
She hasn't been seen since early yesterday morning.
You detect anything around here as far as the cause?
We are investigating the possibility of suicide. We found a pill bottle, apparently contained a doctor's prescription that was issued on May 13th, and the instructions read to take one pill before bedtime. Well, this bottle is completely empty at this time.
Where'd you find it?
It was on the dresser there near the foot of the bed.
Do you check on how many occupy this apartment?
She's the only one. She's been here for about 2 months.
Well, the captain's on the way. Did you, anyone contact the coroner?
Yeah, the coroner's been contacted and they're en route.
Mm-hmm. Well, we better get out of this room. Yeah, they'll check on autopsy later. We're out in the kitchen now. The kitchen door is the entrance to the apartment. I noticed one of the panels are kicked out or knocked out. Who did that, Eddie?
The manager did that, Sergeant. Not having seen the occupant of the room all day and all night, he became fearful for her welfare and came down and knocked, and getting no answer and not having a key to the door handy, knocked out a small panel there near the lock so he could reach in and reach the inside latch.
Here comes Captain White and Patrol Sergeant Gunnar Hassel.
May 13th, she got it.
May 13th?
Yeah, supposed to be one capsule at bedtime.
She got it May the 13th, and today's the 15th, 2 days later.
Yes, and it's empty.
Did this lady ever say anything to you about despondency or anything
no,
like that?
No, she never did.
You are the manager here?
Yes, sir.
Any odd actions or peculiarities that you might have noticed here?
I noticed she took pills, you know. One a day or so.
How old a woman is she?
I don't know. I guess she's about 35 and 40.
Does she have any boyfriends?
Not that I know of.
How long has she been living here?
Oh, she's been living in the hotel about 4 or 5 months off and on, you know.
You can't give us any idea why she took her life?
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Huh.
I think she just took one or two too many pills or something.
I see. Officer Canson and Bert are going through the kitchen cabinets here. Ted, did you find anything else?
We've just found two more pill bottles.
Empty, too.
Both empty, and they both read the same as the one we found in the bedroom, one at bedtime.
Any dates on those?
And this is not a date on it that I can see.
Well, here's one. A week ago, well, say a little over a week ago. Here's the doctor's name here. Here comes the coroner's now. In the next room there. Hi.
Hello, Nobody heat at all.
Nobody heat?
Thought about last night.
Last night?
The manager said the lights were all out when he entered the apartment this evening.
Let's take a look at her face. I wonder if I...
5-7.
No, her.
Have you got the picture you want to cover this way now?
No, Captain, you want to have still pictures taken here or not?
No, I don't think it's necessary.
Here's the other bottle. See, there's a date here. Another pill?
This is laying on the dresser.
There's three different drug stores for three different bottles.
They're in three different prescription numbers.
Every one of them empty.
You turn over them? Every one empty.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look at her myself. Oh, yeah. No, I don't recognize her.
No way to tell until the autopsy.
They do a stomach on her.
Okay.
She been pretty safe?
Well, she has been.
About what time yesterday you see her, you know that?
Huh? About what time was that when you seen her?
Yesterday morning.
About 8 o'clock in the morning.
Any relatives that you know of?
Just her husband. He lived here for a while, yes.
You know where he is now?
I don't know.
Are they separated, or?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Has she been to Spotted at all?
I don't think so.
He's never threatened to take her own life or anything like
that? Not that I know of. No. Never spoke about that.
You knew her pretty well, I guess.
Not too well. I see her about once a week. Was she particularly friendly with anyone else here in the hotel?
No.
Not at all.
Well, I guess that's about all we can do. We check those pills and see what they contain. The
doctor said that this was Nebutal and codeine. And if she consumed all the ones in the bottles, it would probably be sufficient to cause death. And she had been a ex-alcoholic and was extremely nervous and had been on sleeping capsules for quite a while. So
that's your conclusion?
That's it.
Even this suicide case had an aspect of marital discord. Although the death of the woman could not be attributed directly to the fact that she and her husband were separated, the victim had a record as an alcoholic, and our department had a report on file of a previous attempt at suicide. The case, I believe, provided an excellent demonstration of police routine in such matters.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Unit 99 was directed by Tony Kester and came to you from Sacramento.
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, 908 coming in. End of tour.
Check 99, KMA 907.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.